Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mike and Scott. Doctors have a long history of inventing stuff, from stomach pumps to artificial kidneys. And one Philadelphia hospital wants to feed and grow that innovative spirit. Nestled between a hoagie shop and an Italian restaurant on South 10th Street, a former drab administrative building is now an eye-catching structure. Its exterior is trimmed in dark steel with a glass kite window curiously bulging from the second floor. This modern space is the new home of Thomas Jefferson University's Accelerator Zone. Reporter Todd Bookman caught up with Steve Klasko, he's president and CEO of the hospital, to learn more about the building and what's happening inside.
Right. What we wanted to do was basically create a double take, not create something that says, you know, like, what's wrong with this picture on Sesame Street? You know, so if people are in a rush, they'll just walk by. But I've actually watched people that walk by and then they'll like stop. Oh, that's really cool.
On my way to meet Klasko, I did walk right by without noticing the kite. You've got to glance up. But he's right. The origami-like bay window is a bright spot on this otherwise humdrum street. The shape is a less than subtle reference to Benjamin Franklin. His kite experiments with electricity, which are believed to have taken place a few blocks over, represent the curiosity Jefferson hopes to harness with its new accelerator zone. The interior also shakes off traditional hospital decor. Bright furniture, including a lime green couch, are reminiscent of a Miami hotel lobby.
I'm a Florida guy, so and I've been there, and I've been to South Beach, and I like it. But that wasn't the point. The point was there's a place that you can go and create. There are no closed spaces.
There's flat screens and smart boards and a fridge stocked with yogurt. Klasko wants staff members, residents, and medical students to feel like they're part of a slick Silicon Valley startup. The Jazz, as they've taken to calling it, is a dedicated place where teams and tinkerers can meet and work. It's also a signal that innovation and even commercial success are now just as important at the 190-year-old Jefferson as quality in the classroom and surgical suite always have been. You come up with a $1 million idea, Klasko, a fast-talking 60-something in glasses, wants to help give it legs.
So what often happens is people leave universities when that happens. We don't want them to leave Jefferson. In fact, we want them to come from other universities here because you're going to be able to totally advance based on entrepreneurship and innovation.
Advancement through entrepreneurship and innovation. That may not sound all that groundbreaking, but it isn't the standard model at med schools, where getting published in academic journals is the traditional stepping stone to promotion. Klasko believes a new patent, copyright, or app should be just as valuable. And he hopes the Jazz, which costs $775,000 to build, inspires staff to take risks, to use the other side of their brain, even if there's growing pains along the way.
I think it's frankly BS when you get these entrepreneurs with $1 billion say, oh, I had more fun and I learned more of my failures. I think that sounds good and you almost have to say it. I've done a couple startup companies. One failed, one succeeded. I did not have fun in the one that failed.
Jazz hasn't had any failures or successes just yet. The space only opened up this month. In fact, crews are still installing the blinds on the second floor. Well, trying to. The commotion doesn't seem to bother a hushed meeting taking place inside a glass-walled conference room. One of Jefferson's doctors, I'm told, is pitching an idea to a dark-suited executive. Chief Strategy Officer John Icarius won't reveal much other than the proposal has to do with attracting wealthy Chinese medical tourists to the hospital.
The innovation ecosystem is not solely about inventing a medical device or an IT platform for your cell phone, or a new compound or drug. It could be, how do we bring more people to the city of Philadelphia? How do we bring more patients to Jefferson? That's what the innovation zone is all about.
Similar zones are popping up at hospitals around the country, and more facilities are hiring innovation-dedicated staff. But Janice Orlowski says it can't be just a building. It's got to represent a new way of doing business. She's chief healthcare officer at the Association of American Medical Colleges.
You do need to have a culture shift, and you have to be able to have the opportunity to let crazy ideas fly.
She says in 10, maybe 15 years, everyone is going to have what Jefferson is launching today.
Are the CEOs of academic health centers and deans of medical schools talking about this? Yes, they are. It's a hot topic right now. And I think that you're going to see more.
Steve Clasco told me his goal is more baby jazzes around campus, little spaces carved out to remind staff and students wherever they are that the school wants them to think big, Ben Franklin big, and is willing to grant them the time, support, and couches to do it in style. For The Pulse, I'm Todd Bookman.